She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved
my pennies. Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Huh? What?
Hello? She's dancing away, surfing and everything. Morning, Tam Tam.
This is what I play when I clean the bathroom. Start that 409.
Ah, I get it. Snuggles.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Hi, Snuggles, and I'm Sybil. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, if you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, best place to go is Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars and our Save Money Monday specials under the Manager Specials banner at autoflex.com. If you're thinking about a pre-owned car, this is a heck of an opportunity for you because these cars have all been reduced and they are running as specials on the Manager Specials page.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk about road rage. So if you've got some or if you have been road raged at, is that how you say it? If you've been the victim of road rage, feel free to chime in at our Autoflex Leasing fan text or on the phone. But first, your brand new car might not be new after all.
Okay, so here's one of those dirty little secrets that no one outside the industry knows, but this is really how it is, folks. If that new car is on the way to the dealership, if it is off the assembly line but not quite loaded on the truck or the boat or however they're going to move it, and somebody hits it, they just fix it.
Oh, man.
They just fix it.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
Well, I'm just saying, is the car then brand new?
Yes.
I don't know. Would you buy a car if you knew that the driver's door skin had been replaced on it?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a safety thing or a cosmetic thing?
It's a cosmetic thing.
Okay. If it's been replaced and it still looks new.
And there are rules that some states have. There's no federal regulations, but some states have a rule that 5% or 6% of the total MSRP must be exceeded by the repairs must exceed that, or they have to disclose it to the new buyer.
They have to disclose it if it's more equal to or greater than
5 or 6% of the MSRP.
Amount. But if it's less than that, they don't have to disclose it.
No, they don't.
Ah.
In fact, in Texas, there is no rule at all.
Okay, I thought there was, because this is interesting. I had a client that I leased a brand new Lexus to,
mm-hmm.
brand spanking new. And then they came back later on to trade it in. And when my appraisal expert did the appraisal, he discovered there had been some paintwork on the car.
Aha!
And he brought that up and they were like, no, we've never had any. They hadn't wrecked the car. They hadn't had anything done. Apparently this car was fixed before we ever got it and it was... didn't have to be disclosed.
Oh.
So isn't that interesting?
On the manufacturer's end.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but
so,
it was just paintwork that he could tell had been done, but they knew they hadn't. So then they were upset with us, and we're like, no, we didn't do anything to the car first. It was brand new. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Here we are. You might not know that there was a little work done.
Well, and I can tell you, because that's the side of the industry that I started in, there are a lot of cars that have work done to them before they're put out as new cars for sale. If they've been scratched, mm-hmm. If they've been dented, there's a number of things that you repair on a car, and then you just put it out because it is still a brand new car. It has never been titled, but it's going to have a little work done to it.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with having a little work done, right?
I'm with you on that one.
Hey, listen, here's the deal. There are like 100 different ways something could happen to one of those cars. When it comes off the assembly line, then it waits in the lot for a little bit until it gets loaded on a transport truck to either go to a railhead, which is a railroad car, or it's going to stay on a transport truck if it's local and it's going to be transported just within probably one or two states.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it would go on a train. And if it's going to be shipped overseas, it possibly goes into a container, then goes on a ship to be shipped here. I remember years ago, probably at least 15 years ago, when a ship sank that had Volvos and BMWs on it. And my customer called, was my Volvo on that ship that sank? I said, I didn't even know. He called me first thing before we even opened. I'm getting a phone call from him because his car was due anytime.
Right. Can you tell? Can you look that up?
Yes, they know where every car is. So by the VIN, I couldn't. I called my contact that I ordered the car from, and they traced.
Your dealer.
Mm-hmm. That VIN was not on that ship. So anyway, by the time it gets to the dealership, there it has traded hands from one transportation group to another, probably at least three or four times. There's a lot of different ways things can happen. Mm-hmm. Rock chips in a windshield. Well, they don't need to tell you they replaced the windshield. That's not that big a deal. Do you really want to know if there was a little paint work done on your car, or would that stress you out?
I think if it's cosmetic, I don't really care. As long as it looks good and it looks brand new, give it to me. Okay. But if it's something safety-wise, I might want to
know.
Yeah,
then it would
be
a concern. And there's a lot of dealers. We've got a fan text that says there's a rule that you have to tell them if it's $500 or more. Actually, no, there's not. I did research it. But most new car dealers will disclose it if it is greater than X number of dollars. If it's a substantial thing, they pretty well have to. It's a customer satisfaction situation. But there's a lot of cars, especially if you go back to the 80s and 90s, where nobody told anyone anything. They just fixed the cars.
Mm-hmm.
I think now they do a better job of that. Even if there's not an ironclad rule in Texas, I think everyone's concerned with customer satisfaction. So they do their best to disclose it.
Who pays to replace the windshield? Like, as long as that doesn't trickle down to me, then I don't care.
Whoever had responsibility for the vehicle at the time.
Okay.
So transport, if it happens while it's during transport, then they become. But I'm sure there's some insurance that, you know, just covers the whole thing as an umbrella until it gets to the dealer, since it's owned by the factory until the dealer has it in their possession. But no, not you, not the consumer.
Because if you're thinking, okay, say you're building a house and construction happens and the window gets broken and they replace it, that's not going to affect whether or not you still want the house.
Now, you know, the only consideration is the cosmetic consideration in most cases, because it does, in fact, affect the resale value of the car if it's had a panel painted or not painted. Well, or just period.
I mean, just like when our appraiser noticed that.
Exactly. Yeah. Anytime you have a panel painted on the car, you have to consider that as part of the resale of the car, or a hit on the resale of the car, because no one comes in and says, hey, I'd really like a car that's been painted on. Could we have one that's had two or three panels painted?
But in general, if it's a real major thing, a car will go back.
Right.
If it's been smashed or something, they're not going to fix that then and sell that as a new car. Imagine they're going to send that back to the factory and scrap it for parts.
And they do. That's another thing. When cars are in transport, if they are damaged at certain times, they just scrap the car. They scrap the whole darn car. Even if it's not a tremendous amount of damage on it, they have rules and they have ways of doing it, I guess insurance to cover it, and they scrap the whole darn car.
And stuff happens on the lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
More there than anywhere else.
Hail damage.
Right. Well, hail damage for sure. That's a totally different thing altogether. They do disclose that and generally give people discounts because they've gotten insurance money. You said hail damage, right?
I did.
All of a sudden, I thought.
Hail, yeah, I did.
Okie dokie. But a lot of times you can just give a door ding because the cars are parked right next to each other, or maybe back into another car, which reminds me. Later, we need to just mention a little bit of an insurance segment, because one of my old clients called me, totaled her car. She's super busy. She's like, I got to fly out of town on Monday, and they're only giving me a rent car for this many days, and I need a car. And I said, you called the right place. Don't worry. We've got it handled for you. So she came out last night, test drove a couple of cars. We're looking at one other color for her, and then she'll come back Friday and pick up her car.
Nice.
So give us you don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Call AutoFlex and we'll handle it for you.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, this is really interesting. I think I understand the question. It said, okay, if you take your payments and multiply them by the number of years in the loan, does that give you an accurate number as to how much you would pay for the car? Yeah, that's the most accurate number of how much you would pay for the car, because that takes into account interest and everything else that might be. So that is your actual cost of the car. Now, that is not what you pay for the car, because when you actually purchase a car, you have a selling price. To that, taxes may be added, interest would be added if you finance the car, that kind of thing.
My math brain just exploded. Okay, let's talk about electric cars, because it seems like everybody's trying to get in on the action these days.
Yeah, you know, Ford has just announced that they are spending $4.5 billion for electric car research. And you wonder why, because electric cars and hybrids aren't doing well right now because gasoline is so inexpensive.
Right.
But here's why. In 2025, the average fuel efficiency of all your cars across the whole brand has to be 54.5 miles per gallon. which is more than twice what it was in 2012. So all of these manufacturers you're going to see spend more and more money for electrification or for fuel cell cars because that lowers their overall CAFE corporate average fuel economy.
So they take the average of all their models.
That's correct.
And then as long as everything from a truck that might get 10 to a car that gets 40, they just add everything in together and your average has to be that across your entire lineup?
That is correct. That's the CAFE requirement. Corporate average fuel economy. So you're seeing Ford do it. GM has already invested $2 billion in electrification. The Chevrolet Volt, which is their current car, gets about 53 miles on a charge for a battery. The new Bolt that they're coming out with, they say that car will get 200 miles, and that car goes into production next year. So, and they're also saying that after the federal rebate, which is $7,500, that car will come in around $30,000, which would make it a competitor for the Tesla X, which is coming out in 17 or 18, I believe. But you're going to see more and more manufacturers do their very best to put zero emission vehicles on the road because that's how they're going to keep selling cars. And if they want to sell cars in California, the standards are much stricter there than they are in the rest of the country. So, and it's the second largest car market in the country. So they all got to keep selling cars there. So they're going to build some electric cars, I promise you.
So what's to make people buy these cars while gas is so cheap? We don't want them. We want them when gas is $4 a gallon, but it's not. It's half that. So, they could build them. Well, but if we don't want them, they're just going to sit there, but that allows them to go ahead and sell their trucks and SUVs or what?
Yeah, I think the reality is that gas won't stay as low as it is forever, and they know that. And everyone is moving for cleaner air, and everyone wants cleaner air and less pollution. So the government has set the standard, and the regulations are really driving the electric car build more than the public is right now, just because there's not a huge clamoring for electric cars. People aren't standing in line for them. Priuses are sitting on the lots right now and not selling. Their sales are down 8% this year. Priuses are.
Prii.
Multiple.
I have a question. Who thinks that the government will probably add a big tax to fuel in order to get us out of our gas guzzlers?
Ooh, now you're thinking deep.
Well, I'm just thinking like...
It could happen.
Probably going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It
right?
could happen.
And why hasn't it happened yet? I'm curious.
I don't know. Money?
Well, so everything's anyway. About money, so I just don't know where the money is. And maybe one of our brilliant Autoflex leasing fan texters knows the answer.
Mark Fields from Ford came out and said that they would have 40% of their entire automotive line be electrified in the next 20 years. So that's a large amount of electric cars out there. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's being driven more by regulation than by demand right now.
All right. Sounds good. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. Feel free to give us a call. We're here till 10 o'clock. Or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, next time you're looking for a car, call Autoflex. They got two locations. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area, especially autoflex.com, where you can go to the Facebook page, like our Facebook page, and follow along with all of the stories we're doing on the air this morning and see some pretty cool videos. Now I'm going to say something that most people would think is counterproductive or if you're in the business, but here's what we want. If you've got a problem, call us at Autoflex. We solve people's problems.
Car problems.
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, car problems, please. But if you owe too much on your car to trade, if you believe you do, maybe you've got a credit situation, maybe you've got one car that you need to replace, and we can figure out a way to get that done when no one else does that. That's what we do. We help people with their problems. That's how we've made a living for the last 30 something years. Is we've helped people out of those situations that they didn't really see a good way out on. We do it every day.
Because we deal with all makes and models, we have all the different financing programs available, so we can help you assess what really is best for your lifestyle, your driving situation and habits, the miles that you need, or how long you want to keep the car, or how your life is going to change over the family planning stages, because your vehicle needs change over all of that. So trust me, we can help you.
Well, it was just like a customer we had last week. He got one of he got a 3-year lease. It was a manufacturer's lease. And he is in a car that he wants out of desperately, and he's been in it 2 years.
Oh.
And because the lease was structured like it was very, very difficult to get him out. And that's another thing we can counsel with people on. If you're considering leasing, look at the structure and think about your lifestyle and think about the opportunities that you would either have or be limited by the contract that you sign.
Mm-hmm. I had a client that was really stuck on a 3-year lease because that's what the advertisements that she had been seeing. But payments were also extremely important, more important than anything, it turns out. And no program on 3 years would get her this car that she really, really wanted at the payment she could afford.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her, what's more important, the payment or the term? She said, well, you know, both. And I said, well, what's really most important, you know? And she said, well, budget, obviously. So we stretched her lease term out longer, got the payment to where she can afford it. But it was after we discussed all these things, because she was going to write a check for the down payment. It's not really down payment. She was paying her sales tax and registration and fees and first payment up front. Still a substantial check to write, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Especially near the holidays. Then I said, well, do you want to write a check like this again in 3 years, or would you like the option to write that check in 4 years or 5 years? And then I could see the I could see the light bulb.
Yes.
Turn on. And she went, okay. I said, we have to go through all of this again in 3 years if we do a 3-year lease. And you're only driving 12,000 miles a year. It's not like you're a super high mileage driver.
Mm-hmm.
And so we settled on 4 because that matched the factory warranty period, right? And she's good to go. And she came up a little bit on her payment, but we could not get there on 3 years.
Problem solved.
So we've got flexibility with our programs. So call us if you're not sure how you can get there. We'll talk to you about the reality of doing a car deal.
That's right.
Okay, so we've had a couple of fan texters that have texted in good questions. One is Sean in Dallas, who says, my father works for a Toyota store. My father-in-law, he works for a Toyota store and can get me a discount on a new vehicle. Would the discount be worth getting a new vehicle? And I'm going to assume he's meaning versus a pre-owned car. Mm-hmm. The discount is nice. I mean, I don't know what the employee discount would be on that, but it's according to the purpose for the car. How long are you going to keep it? Because if you're going to keep it a long time and drive it till the wheels fall off, as they say, then that might be a good idea, because you'll get a brand new vehicle. You'll have it a long time. You'll finance it short term. You'll have a paid for vehicle and drive it for a long time. That makes sense. If you're thinking about keeping the vehicle a shorter period of time, then you should look at pairing that discount with the lease probably, or picking up a 1 or 2 year old car where you're going to save 25-30% of the entire cost of the car.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Another AutoFlex leasing fan texter, we were talking about electric vehicles and how they're not really taking off like people thought. And this guy says, maybe one of the driving forces against EVs is the lack of all the charging stations.
It is, in fact. And that's why we did this story, I think, week before last on the show, where there's consortiums going together to put in charging stations, especially in California right now, because that's where about 90% of all electric vehicles live, is in California. Reason being, they can use the HOV lane.
Yeah.
It's a big motivator, trust me.
Another guy says, what about the electric grids? Think about the entire nation plugging one more thing in, rolling blackouts, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. You know, the other thing is that as we gather more solar energy and wind energy, we depend less on the energy that we're generating from our power stations. And so that may balance out. The interesting thing is going to be whether electrification does it or whether it's going to be fuel cells.
Yeah.
Because Toyota is betting on fuel cells. Honda is betting on fuel cells. There's billions of dollars being put into fuel cells. And I know that Toyota and Honda went into a consortium with the country of Japan to build hydrogen fuel cell stations, hydrogen fueling stations all over the country. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works. There's also a big battle between people that drive electric cars and people that want to drive fuel cell cars. If you go online, you'll find out that they're battling back and forth as to which one makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. Consumer Reports came out with their annual auto survey. Let's go over the most reliable cars.
Yeah, they did. And here's the thing. What they do is they survey the past 3 years of experience. They got over 740,000 people that sent them information on the cars. And here's what they have come up with on their 2015 annual auto survey. New transmissions, the ones that get you that super, super mileage, are also problematic. They have problems with shifting and dual clutch gearboxes,
continuously variable
transmissions. CVTs.
CVTs.
So they're having a lot of problems there. And then the infotainment systems continue to be a problem. And maybe it's the difference in the development time on a car and the development time on your new phone, because they can develop that new phone in less than a year and have it on the market. Cars, they've got about a 5-year development time. So right now they're planning 5 years out what they're going to have there. So there's a difference in how those two go together. That may be part of the problem with the infotainment systems. But, you know, here are the highlights. Kia and Hyundai both got a lot better, finishing sixth and ninth, respectively. For the first time, Kia actually beat Honda on the deal.
Wow.
Yeah. Lexus pulled off a rare feat. They garnered the top reliability marks for all 7 lines of vehicles scored in the survey. It was the only really strong Japanese brand, though. Honda's Acura's brand plummeted because of problems with in-car electronics and the new transmission. Nissan's Infiniti continued its downward trajectory because of problems with the infotainment system in it. Ford remains on the lower half of the rankings, but actually showed some gains, with the most of its cars scoring average or better. And Audi, which was once a real problem from a service standpoint, has continued to improve over the last few years. The bottom of the barrel, Fiat Chrysler.
Mm.
Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. So says Consumer Reports.
And if you want to follow along with all the stories we talk about, you can go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, and we've got them all posted right there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard. Snuggles! He's taking a picture. Wonder what he's doing with that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And I'm Sybil.
We may turn into a Twitter feed.
Yeah, he's probably doing some kind of meme making fun of us. Because we're always dancing in here. What are you doing, Snuggles?
We're just Snapchatting.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Snapchatting.
That's legal, right?
Oh, he wasn't taking a picture of us. He had that on selfie
mode. Oh, it was selfie style.
Oh, no, it was not.
Look at me now.
It's about the team, not about me. It's about the team.
We're here taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053. And I bet a lot of people are going to have something to say about road rage, which is what we're about to get into. You can also send us AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 437-33. And as always, you can call AutoFlex. They're open right now. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area is always AutoFlex.com, where you can go and get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in, or set up a test drive with us if you would like to do that. Tell us which cars, plural, you would like to drive, maybe a Honda, a Ford, and a Mazda. We'll set them side by side for you so you can drive them all in one place at one time and make a really, really good decision.
Mm-hmm. But first, let's get angry. Let's talk about road rage.
Well, you know, I think about road rage as being a local thing, like in the United States, but here you go. The Chinese have a lot more cars than we do.
And a lot
and
more people.
They had 17 million road rage incidents so far this year.
They maybe have a
That's
lot less
a lot.
Patience, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and they haven't had as many drivers driving as long as we have. So they have a lot of new drivers out there, which may lend to the reason that so many of them are mad, by golly.
Why have they not been driving as long? Is their driving age lower than ours?
Their industries took a lot longer to develop, and the people in the countryside didn't drive. And now they do. So they got zillions of cars. The car industries, they have the largest car industry in the world now, in China.
Mm-hmm. The worst pollution, too, probably.
Yes, as a matter of fact. But, you know, you've got all this road rage over there where people are There was one, and there's a lot of video of this online. There was one where a guy actually pulls a woman over and drags her out of the car and pounds on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she kept cutting him off in traffic.
But why did she pull over? She's a dummy for pulling over.
He pulled her over.
What do you mean?
He curbed her.
Oh.
There you go. There you go.
Listen to this. They had accidents caused by... Or no, road rage accidents was 82,100 accidents were caused by angry drivers last year.
Yeah.
In China.
That's insane. That's crazy.
China, just by the way, is not that big.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. Anyway.
No, I mean, considering United States.
Well, yeah. Okay,
how many
so,
did we have?
Well, the
247.
Last, for the last year, yeah. 2013, we had 247.
That's
accidents.
It?
Yeah, that's
accidents.
It. Accidents. Caused
there
by road rage.
There have been more incidents, but accidents caused by road rage that weren't shootings.
Versus 82,000 in China?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right? So you got to be careful the way you drive over there. I think
I'm
that's
not
the first
over
thing.
There. I'll take the bus. I'll walk.
Okay, and so... Who road rages?
Me.
Okay, and wait a minute. Wait. I want to know, what is your definition? And I'd like to know about our Autoflex leasing fan tasters, because for me, road rage is just how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually take action.
Right.
So in here, road rage sounds like, I'm not really sure.
Causing an accident or pulling someone over?
Or even doing something aggressive with your car toward the other person, whether it's speeding and cutting them back off to show them that I'll show you.
Yeah.
I don't cut them back off. You know, I think to myself how they're number one, but other than that, I don't actually act on it. I might verbally talk out loud in my car, but I don't look their direction.
Wow.
Or anything. Well, I don't want to get shot by somebody just thinking that I'm.
When I'm on my Bluetooth, I talk to my husband a lot in the car because I do so much driving, and he's like, you cuss more in the car than I've ever heard you before because I have so much like anger at all the other drivers.
Okay, so I've told you about my sister before, but the first time I ever rode with her in a car where she drove was actually in California. It's her wedding many, many years ago, and she changes her personality completely
yes.
when she gets behind the wheel. When she's not behind the wheel, she's very pleasant. She's nice,
uh-huh.
but when she gets behind the wheel... The skin on her face sort of pulls back off of her skull, and she starts screaming curse words at people.
Yep.
I was amazed.
I'm right there with you, Susan.
I don't know. I guess, so I want to know what other people, like, is road rage just how you feel, or is it the action?
I think it's your feeling, because it's not what you're normally feeling right then. It happens when you get in the car. So I think it could be classified as just an emotion.
Okay, so... Let's go to let's go to a survey that says who road rages the most? Actually, drivers 18 to 39.
Huh.
Newer drivers road rage. The older people get, age 65 and plus, very, very little road rage there.
Well, they don't have anywhere to get to.
Yeah.
They're retired.
Nowhere to be and all day to get there.
Yeah. And long-distance commuters road rage more than people that run to the store and back.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me. Because you're in your car, you're trapped for so long. And every little thing, every incident that makes your trip even longer really gets you.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. As a truck driver for 15 years, it amazes me how many times I get brake checked. You will lose to 80,000 pounds.
Yes, you will.
If you're going to road rage against someone, don't road rage against somebody with a giant truck who will crush you like a bug.
I would like everybody to listen to a couple of tips. Free advice from an experienced driver. Don't cut off semi-trucks. In fact, stay as far away from them as you can. I've talked to plenty of truck drivers. They said errant objects fly off the vehicle. You know, little nuts and bolts might come off. That's not going to bode well at 60 miles an hour for you. If it's raining, which it's about to be this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Passing one is a little dangerous because you not only have the wind coming off that truck, you've got all the rain and stuff, right? And people, stay off your cell phones while you're driving. I can't tell you how many people I pass on Central Expressway going 50, got their head in their phone, they're not paying attention, and not even on Central. They do it on the side roads and everywhere else, or they swerve over into my lane, and let me tell you, that'll incite some road rage.
Yes, indeed.
You need to keep up with the pace of traffic, and you need to pay attention to what you're doing, because that is a weapon when you're not paying attention to driving people, and... If you're going to be looking at the phone, you can't see the other fool that's texting and misses the light, like last night when I almost got T-boned
by
the Suburban that ran the red light.
Oh, my gosh.
So, now that I'm finished with my section of the segment, I'm done.
Okay, so, who road rages more, Democrats, Republicans, or Independents? Anyone care to guess?
Republicans.
No, Independents.
Huh.
Independents road rage the most, followed by Republicans, and then Democrats road rage the least, according to a survey
that
was
even
conducted in Washington, D.C. I'm just saying.
Okay, well.
But now, what makes you really mad? What makes more people mad than anything else?
Getting cut off.
That's exactly
something
right.
Something dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes, something dangerous.
Weaving through traffic, cutting people off. Second, I thought this was strange. Speeding.
Why do you care if somebody's speeding?
That's what I thought.
I don't care if they speed.
The only time it bothers me is if I'm trying to cut across traffic and they're flying by and then I missed my opportunity because they were going too fast.
Number three thing, any hostile display. And that I can understand. Somebody gets sort of crazy with you, you sort of get crazy back with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get sort of drawn into that. Number four, tailgating. I hate that.
Yeah.
It worries me. I brake check people when they tailgate me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can't stop when I need to, it's a problem.
I move over. Brake checking them isn't going to... I move over. I just let them go by.
Or just take your foot off the gas and go really slow
no.
so that they get irritated and go around.
I don't have
you.
Time yeah, don't to deal with the mad. Accident. Yeah. Okay? I have a life. Okay, people? So, and, oh, you know another thing that drives me nuts?
What?
Is when they do have the accident and they don't move their cars off the road. And then they hold up everybody from here to China.
But even when they move it off the road, everybody from here to China slows down to look like they've never seen an accident before.
Yeah, but
or
there's
stalled
a different
car.
At least you've got another lane to cruise through and look.
Which is the number five reason, lane usage. The number five reason. And at the same time, we've got a great fan texter. In 20 years of driving, I'm sorry, I'm an 18-wheeler driver. And these days, four-wheelers need to chill out when a truck pulls into the passing lane for a minute. There you have it.
Oh.
Yeah. Number six, no turn signal. The reason they don't use their turn signal is?
They're all out of brake. Blinker fluid.
Yeah, blinker fluid. Erratic braking, which is brake checking people, traffic signs and signals, blocking, violent displays, and on down the road. All to it finished out by sporadic speed changes. Faster, slower. Don't bother them. They're texting.
I honked at a lady in a parking lot who was driving through the middle, almost all the way over into, you know, it's two-way.
Yeah.
Even in a parking lot.
Right.
You got two, they're not lined with paint. But we all know that there's a this direction and a that direction.
Yes.
And she's driving wherever she wants. So I tooted my horn like, can I? Oh, my gosh. This woman flipped me off like crazy. I was like, okay. So, see, you got to be careful. And I did one of those polite toots, like, hey,
beep, beep.
Could you excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Well, and there is horn etiquette.
You know there is.
There is horn etiquette.
There's definitely a big difference between a toot and a...
So I have a number of fan texters that agree with me that you do brake check someone when they get too close to you. I can't use some of the language. Some of the road rage is coming out. But, you know, that's one of the things that worries me the most.
What I like to do when somebody's tailgating me is I use my windshield wipers and then it goes back onto their windshield and then I look in my rear view and smile as they turn on their wipers because I'm like, haha, I just controlled you.
Oh.
Now get out of my way.
Sybil's mean.
The truth comes out. The truth comes out.
She's really, really sweet, but just get out of her way. This girl has a lot going on, a lot of places to be, and you better not mess with her. And if you are... if you're tailgating Sybil, well, God save you.
Autoflex
driving fast.
Autoflex leasing fan text. I grew up in Louisiana. I now live in Dallas. And for some reason, I do not understand why people slow down to 35 or 40 miles an hour on the highway when it rains.
I think they all need new tires or something. And maybe that's why
yes.
they're slowing down.
This Autoflex leasing fan texter says, what about throwing objects?
I have done that.
Not at another car.
No.
Not at another car. Like, I was so mad, and I had my phone in my hand, and I threw it into the passenger side floorboard. So it didn't get broken or anything. But then I thought, well, now I'm just punishing myself. How foolish was that?
But who were you mad at?
Another driver.
Oh.
But you know what I've wanted to do, though, is because I'm usually chewing gum, I've wanted to take my gum out and throw it at him as I'm driving past him.
Well,
I've never done it, but man, have I wanted to.
If you throw something in another car, that's an assault.
Yeah.
And even you can be arrested.
Gum? Yeah.
Anything.
What if it hit him in the eye?
Well, then how would it get? I have really good aim if it goes through the window into their eye.
See, that's the whole thing. We don't know what the end result will be. I had a guy throw a big bottle of water at me. I honked because I thought he was coming into my lane, and he threw a bottle of water at the... He missed, thank goodness. Oh,
wow.
I called the police.
Yeah.
I sure did. I reported him.
I could do some damage.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I'm a locksmith and have a white van. I drive 200 to 300 miles a day, and I get cut off 10 times a day. Something about a work truck, and they don't care if I get cut off.
No, dude, it's not a work truck, and it's you're on the road all day.
Yeah.
You're exposed to all those people. It's not your truck. I'm sorry, it's not. It's
or you're going
people.
Too slow because you're in a company vehicle.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I don't honk ever.
Well,
there's a cautious
you know
fan texter.
I probably should have the horn removed from my car, I'm telling you.
Yes, and this person, so true, Autoflex Leasing fan texter. If I leave a buffer between me and the car in front of me, that's not an invitation for you to come force your way in.
Oh, right?
So true.
Amen.
No, yes. I'm sorry. This is why I just busted out laughing. I've thrown a taco out the window and hit the windshield of a tailgater.
That's awesome. So if you've had a taco on your windshield, that was for you. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter, and here's where it gets a little dangerous. A former co-worker was shot 3 times in the leg through the door of his semi just because he was in the fast lane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope he ran over whoever did that.
And
just
I hope,
me.
Yeah.
Just me, CBS. That's not CBS. That's just
that's
me.
Right.
And I hope they got the guy. But think about that. If you're driving and somebody shoots you in the leg, you can't really use your leg all of a sudden to brake. So now you have an 18-wheeler that's out of control that you can't brake. So that guy... is an idiot.
What a moron.
Yeah. I hope he shot him back. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We have so many fan texters, though, chiming in with road rage stories. So we'll get back to this when we come back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Or you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And you can also call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com and see all our great pre-owned cars right there. Those cars are a great way to get into your next car and save money. You can buy those cars because we finance them. You can lease those cars because we have leases available on a lot of them. And you can also flex buy some of those cars and sort of get the best of both worlds. A lot of people call us and ask about the flex buy. If you want to know how it works, call one of our offices, tell them you're interested in a pre-owned car and a flex buy, and let them show you how much money you can save every month.
We just talked about China having 17 million road rage incidents so far this year. I mean, it's not even over yet. They still have room for more. And we asked people to chime in with their road rage stories, and our Autoflex Leasing fan text is on fire. Huh. This guy says, it ticks me off when I'm speeding and someone gets on my butt, flashes me, then they speed past me and slow down. Like, why? What were you in such a hurry for?
And wanted to mess with you.
Or they just like to be in the front. Because otherwise your view's blocked.
How much do you enjoy when you're in the far right lane and maybe you've got a right turn coming up soon and then somebody speeds up, cuts you off in front, and then turns right?
Yeah.
And they could have done it just behind you.
Oh,
that
yeah.
happened to me yesterday. I was just like, what?
Yeah,
why did you do that?
I did that to someone this morning driving into the station.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like to be in front. I want to see what's in front of me.
Okay.
All right. Our locksmith has texted back in and he goes, no, you're wrong. I drive all the time, half in my work truck, half in my personal vehicle. I get cut off in my work truck all the time. Very rarely happens in my personal vehicle.
Okay, then maybe they
experience.
Think your work truck isn't very lithe. Okay? It's not as, it can't handle as
you know,
handle it as well. Or, never mind.
I think it's like motorcycles, because I ride motorcycles, have all my life. People look at a motorcycle on the road and don't recognize it as another vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They treat you like you're on a bicycle sometimes. They'll change lanes into you. A lot of motorcyclists get killed because people take lefts in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were in a car, they would see the car and they obviously wouldn't turn left. They just don't see you as another vehicle for whatever reason, and it can happen. So there are cures to things, though. Autoflex Leasing fan text, I ride a Harley, and I have ball bearings on my bike at all times. For people that tailgate me, you'll get a busted windshield. Aha!
I am extra cautious around motorcyclists because I always feel like, I mean, when they're in front of me, I keep probably five car lengths because I think if he wrecks, I don't want to run over him.
Right.
Or when they're, I try to get as far away as I can because I don't, no offense, David, I don't trust people on motorcycles because they fall over all the time and it makes me think I'm going to hit them.
I really have done my best not to fall over all the time. I promise you.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, I get road rage when the drive-through line is too long. Amen,
I'm
brother.
Still stuck on the taco throwing guy or lady.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, Dear DFW, there's a little black stick next to your steering wheel. It lets people know your intentions. Use it. That would be the turn signal, folks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It's not cool when diesels block the entire highway and are barely going faster than the other one. That's so true. If you're on a two-lane road and there's two people, and let's say the speed limit's 55, and they're both going 56.
And you can't.
Somebody get out of the way. Come on.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. Why do people yell at the driver of the other car when they get cut off? It isn't like they can hear you. It only gives your passenger a headache.
It's not a planned thing. It's a reaction.
Yes.
You know, none of us can control ourselves.
They can see you, though. They can see the anger in your face.
If they're looking.
Yeah.
I think most of these people, I think a bigger percentage of people that cut you off are completely unaware that they've done it. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're doing foolish things like that on purpose. I think it's an accident.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, my wife likes to raise her arm at 90 degrees to the other driver. It's almost like it's her super middle finger salute.
That's a symbol. I've done that one too. I never give the middle finger because I think it's tacky, but I'll wag my finger at somebody.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I wagged my finger at some people I saw with their kid standing in the front floorboard in front of the parent, not buckled in.
Oh
I gave them some finger wagging. Why didn't they have the kid buckled up? They're driving the car.
Yeah.
He's standing in the floorboard in front of his mother in the driver.
Anyway. And this wasn't back in the 80s when everybody was allowed to do that?
In the past 10 years.
Hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan text. I love this. I always thought your show was just an infomercial for Autoflex, but having listened for about a month now, you guys have a great radio show. Keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
We got to go back to the infomercial.
Yeah, okay. What happens, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, what happens if I lease a car and a couple of months later I have to go out of the country? I can't take the car with me. Is there a penalty? Well, here's the thing. As long as you make payments, it's fine. But you can't take the car out of the country unless you're in certain circumstances. If you're in the service, there are allocations that can be made so you can take a car out. If you want to go to Mexico and you lease the car in Texas, you can actually go to Mexico with it as long as the lender is notified. But the reality is you either have to make the payments or you have to sell the car and pay off the lease, just like if you have a loan on it. Mm-hmm. Same thing. If you have to go to Europe and you have a loan on a car here, you have to sell the car and pay off the loan or make all the payments while you're gone.
This guy says, sorry, truckers, but if it takes 3 miles to pass another big truck, please stay out of the passing lane. If you're on a two-lane road, I can kind of see that. But that means everybody has to drive the exact same speed. All the trucks have to be at the same speed.
Here's one. I drive an 18-wheeler. A lot of trucks are governed, so we can't help it. Remember, everything comes by truck. Thanks, y'all. Do a fine job. Meaning our food, our water.
Here's a little dark side.
Bottles of water.
I drive a white unmarked cargo van. People seem to be really cool with cutting me off.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Another person says, I blow kisses if somebody has road rage towards me and it ends up ticking them off. That's real cocky. You know, like if you if somebody's road raging and then you get past them finally and then they look over and they're like, that would set me off too.
Okay, hi, I drive a lot, roughly 24,000 miles a year. Is leasing an option for me? Thanks, Cher. Yes, it is. You do drive more than I do by like 4 times. However, that's just exactly the consumer that needs to consider a lease because you can't pay for a car in a five-year loan fast enough to stay up with that depreciation. If we structure a lease for the correct miles, then you're done at the end. You've put those that number of miles on it, and then you can just give it back to us, and we'll deal with it from there.
And what a lot of people do, rather than do that, is they do a really long-term loan to get a low payment, but then they're upside down for almost the whole time they're in the car because they're driving, they're using so much of the car up at 24,000 miles a year. 4 years down the road, you've got a 100,000-mile car. If you finance for 6 years, you could be way, way upside down 4 years into a six-year finance, still have 2 years of payments left. So you got to think about usage, and you got to think about you shouldn't finance a car for a long term if you're going to use the car up in a short term. That's
got
a good
it.
Rule.
And if you have questions on that, you can call AutoFlex. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234, or go online to AutoFlex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m., and this fan texter says he'll be listening unless he still has his hangover at 9 a.m. next weekend. Thank you to Snuggles. For David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.